One, two, three, four.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, let me tell you a story now.
Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Well, I believe in Santa Claus. Yeah, I believe that he's a prick. And though he comes but once a year, it's enough to make me sick. Him and his Christmas spirit are really a lot of bunk. I'll have to bust my ass for another year just to pay for all this junk. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Well, I believe in Santa, though he's got me in a mess. 'Cause I'm over the limit on my master charging my Visa and American Express. Well, I'm sweating and grieving about this money mess I'm in. He'll be up there sitting on his big fat ass until Christmas comes again. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Here comes Fatty with his ho-ho-ho's. And there my money all go-go-goes. I'd like to punch him in his big red nose, and he'd wish he never came here. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer.
Here's to all you mothers and fathers, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, anyone who's ever been pushed and shoved, kicked and beaten, scratched and clawed doing your last-minute Christmas shopping. Here's to everyone who's ever been sucked in by those crummy TV commercials that tell you if you don't spend $500 on your kids, you're a cheap slob. Here's to all those ruptured bank accounts and battered credit cards. You know what happens every time that fat little bastard in the red suit shows up. Here's to all of you. This is your song, so come on and let's get into the spirit.
Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
The reindeer,
Santa ate the reindeer,
Santa ate the reindeer,
Santa ate the reindeer,
Santa ate the reindeer,
warehouse full of toys,
Santa ate the reindeer,
sad little girls and boys,
Santa ate the reindeer,
Christmas not on time,
Santa ate the reindeer,
empty bottle of wine,
Santa ate the reindeer,
Santa ate the reindeer,
Santa ate the reindeer.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Santa ate the reindeer.
The tree is trim and hung.
Santa ate the reindeer.
He likes Santa's son.
Santa ate the reindeer.
I saw it on the news.
Santa ate the reindeer.
I wish that we were Jews.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Won't come home.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Picked him to the bone.
Santa ate the reindeer.
No more shopping malls.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Barbecued his balls.
Santa ate the reindeer.
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 Santa's on his back.
Santa ate the reindeer.
The elves are shooting smack.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Christmas not undone.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Baby better run.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Santa ate the reindeer.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. Good, 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 good,
I think that was a good version.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, Christmas time is great.
Well, Santa Claus, he gained more weight. Well, up in the north where they have all the ice,
Santa Claus had a fight with his wife,
'cause all summer long he just ate.
And don't you know, he gained more weight.
The reindeers, they all were having a quarrel.
Santa Claus was too fat, that was the model.
The elves put the toys back on the shelves, because old Saint Nicholas, he weighed too much.
Ho, 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 boy, did I gain weight.
Santa Claus,
he couldn't make the round,
because Santa Claus, he weighed 20 pounds. Rudolph the reindeer said to Cupid, honor and a blixen, you're acting stupid. Santa weighs about a half a ton, you do the work while he has all the fun.
You gotta reduce, 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 reduce. You gotta reduce, reduce, reduce.
You gotta lose some weight.
Noel, Noel, the angels did say.
Tell them what they said, boy.
Santa Claus, how much do you weigh? Soon it was time to take the picture. Santa jumped in, he slammed his heart in a flip. He thought of the chimney and the merry rooftop. He thought of going down and suddenly stopped. Oh, Santa Claus, you gotta lose some weight.
Well, you see, up in the North Pole, Santa Claus had a lot of sweets and a lot of calories. And boy, did he get fat. And he'll never make the trip on
Claus, woo woo yeah, I'm Fat Daddy. The reindeer boss, I pack my sleigh with goodies and toys. You know I'm on my way to greet all the good little girlies and boys.
Thank you.
Okay, okay, hold it. Let me quiet down here. I'm practicing my choir stuff here. This is not going well, so I'm going to step in and take a breather, say a few words to you, and then we'll see what happens after that. How are you? Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. And welcome to the third and final Christmas edition of the Bit Slap. And that may not be true. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But I want to let you know that today's show is about the man himself, Santa Claus, Saint Nick, the fat man, the man with the cash, the man with the bag, the guy who's been sleeping with your girlfriend. We started with a mashup from Divide and Create, Blitzkrieg Santa. Shake It Up Santa was from Capitol Records, some sort of promo thing. The Fab Four, Dear Santa. David Allan Coe, Here Comes Santa. Some anonymous person, Santa Ate the Reindeer. Santa Has Gained More Weight from the Monterey's. And Fat Daddy from Fat Daddy. So I'm going to leave it up to you to research Santa Claus. There's more stories about him than you can shake a stick at. More stories about him than there are about Al Pacino. I would suggest go to Wikipedia. I'll put a link on that in my playlist page. If you go to my playlist pages, by the way, you'll notice that I've updated the Christmas ones at least. I'm still behind on the other ones, but I've put a lot of video links in. So go to the playlist page itself, not the podcast page. Go to the archives page. You'll find all kinds of fun cartoons, films, things like that. Some music videos. I spent a whole lot of time looking stuff up and doing that for you. That's my gift to you. So you don't have to thank me. Just get the hell out of here. So we will continue. We have more songs about Santa. More stuff. Santa's secret life, as it were. So stay tuned. Enjoy. And you got to keep... Stay good, because it's not over yet. And next year, too. Don't forget about next year.
Good evening, I'm Spike Williams. Tonight we're going after a most unusual story. For many years, a kindly, jovial, stout man wearing a white beard and a red suit has made his appearance each Christmas Eve and distributes gifts and presents by coming down the chimney. He's a man we all look forward to eagerly, especially the kiddies. Well, now let's check with the man himself for the true story. Welcome, Santa Claus.
Call me Santa. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
All right, Santa. Now, here's my first question.
Now, let's be nice and friendly. I like you, you like me. Nothing embarrassing. Simple questions like, what size chimney is the best fit? Or do I sleep with my beard over or under the blanket?
All right. Do you sleep with your beard over or under the blanket?
Yes, and then again, no. You see, during the time of the trade in former with Phil, I put my beard in curlers. Sometimes when we have a trade, but in the summertime, the beard is over the blanket. And in the winter, when it tries, I sleep with the beard under the blanket.
I'm just a bit confused.
Say, you out there, dancer, prancer, stop ringing those bells. You see, Spike, I've got my reindeer and sled outside, double parked. And if don't come up to see, the cops are having a ticket for the fine, and there's no money to pay with your fellas.
Most people call you Santa Claus, but in other parts of the world, you masquerade under the name of Kris Kringle and St. Nicholas. Now, what are you trying to hide by using an alias?
I'm very glad you asked me that. You see, in the United States, we have a store for filled of Santa Claus. In England, where the sides have been filled, it's Kris Kringle. In Greece, there's a very fine seraphim. It's St. Nicholas. In China, the Chinese name is Hu Tai Tai Fuzola. And that is why, my dear fellow, the Giants moved to San Francisco.
The Giants? I didn't ask you a question about baseball.
Well, think one up about baseball. What do you expect me to do? Figure out the answers and the questions? Quiet, Dunder! Quiet, Blitzen! All they keep ringing is bells, bells. So help me. Next year, I'll get myself a horn.
Get a hold of yourself, Santa Claus. Let's proceed. Now, in December 1954, there was a rumor going around, and it was frequently heard on the radio, that a little boy named Jimmy Boyd was singing and telling everybody, "I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus." Yes.
Oh, that's a little sneaky question.
Santa, this rumor of you kissing Jimmy's mummy was made into a popular record, and it even made Variety's bestseller list. Isn't that a fact?
When Variety said that the record was sold and counted in the Hatton Place, we didn't tell them. What they really meant was that there is a sword, which every sword had made for our flower. And you agree, of course.
Yes, yes. But I would phrase it a little differently. Oh. One thing I can't understand is why, in this modern age of transportation, you still use reindeer. Have you thought of updating your reindeer?
I'm very glad you asked me that. Updating? That's good Madison Avenue thinking. Now, talking off the top of my head, I say that the reindeer had the thought of a filter. Now, in an order, the gasoline sometimes runs three, expensive, and you have three. But a reindeer, the upkeep is very cheap. They feed them grass for 12 and hay and pizza pie with all the father type.
I see. Well, what about using an airplane or helicopter for speed?
12 with the speed of it and get my beard caught in the propeller?
I hadn't thought of that. Do you mind telling me where you got your reindeer?
I won them from an old Eskimo trapper, Madman Mungaloo.
You expect me to believe that?
Well, force yourself.
Cut it out. Santa, I must have serious answers from you.
Look, this is the happy time of the year. Just take it from me. Let's talk about nice, pleasant things. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Let's sing and dance and make good cheer. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and presents for all.
Santa, I suppose you get a lot of mail.
Well, there's a lot of mail in the folder. I have a shape for Chapman.
As much as that?
Yes. And one little girl wrote me a poem on what she wanted.
What did she write?
To those that say, I find a land, and leave all the very part that has made me Chapman. Not to the world, but definitely and crawl and pride and tame.
Is that the complete poem?
No, just the title.
Santa, you claim to leave a present for each and every child in the country, right?
Exactly.
My staff has checked these figures with the Census Bureau. There are 43,567,890 children in the United States. Do you expect me to believe you deliver a present in one night to each child?
Why, of course we try to fight and leave it with a child of the fed.
Fine, I can see that. But how do you get 43,567,890 presents on one sled?
Simple. Big glove compartment. Oh, ho, ho.
If you must know, I don't believe in Santa Claus.
Well, we all know. What?
I don't believe in Santa Claus.
You don't believe in Santa Claus?
No.
Why, more stories have been written about me than any other person you know.
I'd like to see some documentary proof.
Why, a fellow named Moore, over 125 years ago, wrote, "It was the night before Christmas, when all to the town, not a creature
Santa,
was standing."
Santa, I'm very sorry, we have to go now.
Man, the
Santa, we've got to go. Donder and Blitzen are calling you.
In the hope that they...
Santa, I believe you, but we've got to go. Good night, Santa. Good night, everybody. And Merry Christmas to one and all.
Christmas time is coming round, sleigh bells will be ringing. There's a secret that's come out that the whole world started singing. Peace and goodwill fill the air, love is everywhere. And all of the pictures that I've ever seen, Santa Claus has long hair. He's a hippie,
he's a hippie,
he's a hippie,
he's a hippie.
You find it out as Christmas comes along. Santa Claus is wearing his hair long. He'll come down from Santa Land, up where the north winds blow. Sing a little song of Christmas, with his hair as white as snow. No one's ever had the gall to say that Santa's wrong, for bringing joy to the whole wide world and wearing his hair long. He's a hippie,
he's a hippie,
he's a hippie,
he's a hippie.
You'll find it out as Christmas comes along. He's a hippie,
he's a hippie,
he's a hippie,
he's a hippie.
Yeah, Santa Claus is wearing his hair long. If Santa wants to wear his hair as long as it can be, that's been okay since time began. probably always will be. Now I've let the secret out, but I don't think he'll care, and it won't change a thing about Christmas, 'cause Santa Claus has long hair. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
Yeah, you'll find it out as Christmas comes along. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
Yeah, Santa Claus is wearing his hair long.
Why don't you get a haircut, man?
Santa Claus is wearing his hair long.
Wonder what he'd look like with a crew cut.
Santa Claus is wearing his hair long.
I am the oldest and original hippie, and I want to know,
what's so bad about long-haired people?
Santa Claus wants to know.
For Christmas, little girl.
I want your pippy.
My pippy.
Now I lay me down to sleep, my shiny trailer I pray to keep. The door secured, and the kids are in bed. Got a .38 revolver beneath my head. Lucy Jean passed out in her vomit, clutching a knife. But I sure do love her, 'cause she's my wife. And little Bobby, he's back from jail with his girlfriend Steve, and they're sleeping tonight because it's Christmas Eve.
Well, tonight before Christmas, and
there isn't a sound except for that jerk on the roof as he falls to the ground. Bobby kicked him in the teeth. Lucy stabbed him in the head. That fat hippie freak, all dressed in red, said he was bringing gifts, but I don't believe that stuff. Think he was gonna steal our TV for a crack pipe pump. He was a freaky old dude with a solid gold tooth and 11 white tail tears that Bobby shot off the roof. A down fat hippie died. A down fat hippie died. A down fat hippie died. A down fat hippie died.
On the rooftop, reindeer call. Then I hear a crashing fall. Down to the window, clickety-click. On the front porch, a dead Saint Nick.
Ho, 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 who's gonna know? He, 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 just little me.
Down to the window, clickety-click. On the front porch, a dead Saint Nick. Down to the doorstep I do run, thinking now I'll have some fun. A quick change of clothes, and what do you see? Old Saint Nick is just little me.
Ho, 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 who's gonna know? He, 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 just little me.
Quick change of clothes, and what do you see? Old Saint Nick is just little me. Into the sled and off I fly, streaking across the Yuletide sky. Into your homes on Christmas Eve, I'll take all your presents and then I'll leave.
Ho, 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 who's gonna know? He, 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 just little me.
I'll be a millionaire because I found dear old Santa Claus.
up to four, and we're just about to the scene now. I can just, yes, I can see now, and, oh, there's just horrible, strewn about the street, bits of paper, present, sleigh, antlers, little jingly bell things. Oh, the humanity. We'll be right back.
my wrongs about to break the day. They call me back to Santa. I make my runs about to break the day.
Okay, just for the record, if you want to know what to get me for Christmas, I need a new pair of headphones. These things are fried. I sound like I'm talking to you from a shoebox or something. Hey, Jersey. Jersey just came to join me. She wishes you all a Merry Christmas, and she's wondering why I have a candle on my computer, where she usually lies down. It's all right, Jersey. It's not hot. It's one of those little electric tea candle things. I find that it helps keep her off the computer. However, it only works for 5 minutes. But that's my problem, not yours. Your problem is Santa Claus. He's going to be down your chimney. He may have already been, because at this point, Christmas hasn't happened yet. We started that set with Al Kelly and Del Sharbet, and that was the interview with Santa Claus. Source unknown. Don Snead after that. Santa Claus is a Hippie. Rocky Lane and the Gross Group. Happy Hairy Hippie Santa Claus. Die, Fat Hippie Die from Voltage. Bob and Tom, the DJs out in L.A. That was the Dead St. Nick. I don't know if that was them or not, if it was just somebody like them. But that was the story of the Dead St. Nick. And then Sympathy for Santa from Santa Crash. I want to thank Dave Chesler for sending me that not long ago. And I'm using it tonight. And then back Black Door or White Santa from Voice Dude. So that brings you up to where we are now. I'm serious about the thing with the headphones. I don't know. I sound awful, but I guess you wouldn't notice the difference. Anyway, I'll be back in a bit with more. Much, much more.
Hello, little folks. Do you know who I am? You've heard of me often. Some say I'm a sham. But most of you know that cannot be true. For every Christmas you've seen what I do. And now you not only know just what I do, but you hear my old voice as I'm speaking to you. Who is it, you say? Hush. Close all the doors and I'll tell you a secret. I'm old Santa Claus. Perhaps you're curious to know why I hide in this phonograph. For I'm right here inside. I'll tell you, my dears, if you give me your word that you won't tell a soul about what you have heard. You've seen Santa's picture quite often, I'm sure, with his great big white whiskers half down to the floor, and his ruddy red cheeks, and his jolly old smile, and often you've wished you could see him a while. But children, though I'd love to come out of this box, I'm really afraid to, because of the shocks that all of you'd get if you saw me come out. Why, you'd all run away with a terrible shout. My beautiful whiskers are black with the dirt, and the dust's in my eyes so that both of them hurt. And my lovely red robe with its trimming of white is as black as the black of a black winter's night. And it's all because I have to climb down the many long chimneys you have in this town. Before I can possibly come out and greet you, I must take a warm bath, and then perhaps I'll meet you. Don't think that I mind getting dirty like this, for it's something I'd really be sorry to miss. I have to go down all these sooty old places to bring gifts to the children and smiles to their faces. But before I get out and disappear soon, I'll give you a treat. It's a bit of a tune that I'll play on my chimes that I've got with me here. So listen, dear children, to some real Christmas cheer. Like that. Well, now I must be off if I can ever get out of this box. There. My, that was a tight squeeze. Come on now, up, Prancer. Hey! Good night! Good night! Good night!
The night before Christmas, just beside a tree, the teenagers Daddy, Eve and me. Bobby socks were hung by the chimney with care, because crazy old Santa we
Thank you. Right on.
He had an afro, he was
was really out of sight. Now I'm going to tell everybody that I saw Santa.
Santa Claus is a black man.
By the way, today's background music is brought to you by the Jethros. They got paid for doing this. Go figure. We started that set with Harry Humphries' "Santa Claus Hides in Your Phonograph" from about 1920 or so. The Beboppers' "Christmas" was Cordell Jackson. That's a woman, by the way. Maybe she didn't sound like it. Sound like an old crazy guy. No, that's an old crazy woman. Rockin' Disco Santa from the MSR Singers. Debbie and the Darnells after that. Santa, Teach Me to Dance. But Santa can't do that because Santa's out looking for a wife. That was Brindley Benjamin from somewhere down south. And then Akeem and her daddy, Teddy Van, and his production company. Santa Claus is a black man. And then Something Fierce. That's what they're called. Something Fierce and Satan Claus. So, okay, that brings us up to kind of the end. Got a couple of mystery tunes for you. Hold on, you'll get them. I'm going to tell you right now that I'm taking next week off. I'm not going to be bringing you a fresh podcast. What I am going to do is I'm going to send out my my 2011 Christmas disc as a podcast, so you'll have that. So there will be more Christmas music here in this spot next week. You will also be able to, if you wish, you can get a hold of that as a disc, you know, with separate tracks and all that stuff. Just write me, kbcradio at yahoo.com, and I'll be glad to send you one at my cost. That's the kind of guy I am. I do this every year, and this year is no different. And since next year is the end of the world, I may not have the time next year. So jump on it now while you can. In the meantime, it does behoove me to wish you the very best of the holiday season. I will see you shortly before New Year's, I think. Or, well, I guess after New Year's. I'll see you next year, 2012. I'm kind of getting my ducks in a row, and I have too many obligations this weekend to do a fair job on a podcast. So, but we'll take care of you. So have a good one. Keep behaving yourself. Santa Claus does not stop watching. A lot of people think that he takes a couple of weeks off. No. Mm-mm. And because of the new advances in surveillance, he's got more of you to watch than ever before. So be good, be careful, don't eat too much, and I'll see you next year. Thanks for listening.
At this time every year, the kids ask me, what is a Santa Claus? And I kind of smile and I remember when I was their age, and the wonderment and excitement that was Santa Claus comes back to me. This magical, mystical creature who once a year brings so much happiness to so many people is with us again. And I remember. I remember what my mother used to tell me when I asked her about Santa Claus. She'd sit down and lift me to her lap and say, son, Santa Claus is many things. He's a world traveler, a toy inventor, a diplomat, and he has the biggest and best delivery system ever devised. He's a genius and can pack more sleds, bicycles, and dolls, and candy, and blocks, and toy cars, and airplanes into one bag than anyone else. And he can even get a supersonic robot who will play with a little boy in there, too. He receives more mail than the president, makes more trips than the Secretary of State, and gives your daddy more funny neckties than he knows what to do with. He's seen everywhere, standing on street corners, in department stores, on billboards, and some even say they've seen him high in the sky in his sleigh. Santa Claus loves little children and animals and has 7 wonderful reindeer that go with him every year when he makes his visits around the world. He has more friends and more helpers than anyone else on earth. And he loves the cold weather so much that he lives at the North Pole. Best of all, he doesn't ask much for his services, just that all little girls and boys be good and fair and grow up that way to make the world a better place and Santa's job a little easier. And so when the children ask me, what is a Santa Claus, I tell them what my mother told me, and it makes them happy. And I think when my mother told me, it made her very, very happy, too.
Smile and gather round me and promise to be good little boys and girls. They'll have to give me money, donations and gratuities if they expect
collect any loot, they'll have to pay it out to me. They'll take pictures and charge them double, triple if they're in any trouble. Little brats, little stinkers, throw them in the clinkers. That's what I'll do. I'm Santa for a day. Everyone dance! I'll take pictures and charge them double, triple if they're in any trouble. Little brats, little stinkers, throw them in the clinkers. That's what I'll do when I'm Santa for love.